107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. As we've chatted with Dave Evans with Kiwanis Club of Stratford, it is not too late by all means to make a donation to the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. And it's kind of our annual tradition, not only with the Radiothon, but to welcome Stratford Aces to the studios. And joining us in studio this morning is Stratford Aces. We've got Megan Howe here and so many great young women here for Stratford Aces. Welcome. Say good morning and Merry Christmas.
Morning! Merry Christmas!
So, Megan Howe is here. Megan, it's wonderful to see you again. And let's remind folks what Stratford Aces is all about, for maybe those not familiar with it.
Yeah, awesome. So, it's a girls' hockey association here in Stratford. Again, we do a great job with bringing in players from all over. Again, with on the ice and off the ice, we try and create some player development. So that's where my role comes in with my small business with How Authentic Training. So I work with the Stratford Aces girls to help their development and improve their game each time they hit the ice. So
okay, and for the young women taking part, what's the age range?
So the age range in it is under 9 all the way to U18.
Okay. Yeah. And there's a ton of games. It's a huge association, huge tournament, if you will.
For sure. Yes. It's a large association, but again, it's great to see all the girls from all the way from U9 all the way to some of the U18s. And we have one here today in the studio. So that's great to speak on that behalf as well, just to see that development from a small kind of age and then move all the way up through the system. It's great.
You bet. And you've been fundraising for the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. What exactly have you been doing?
So again, we have been each year trying to find a way to explore how we're going to present the player development off-site. So this time I ran the on-ice, and I'm going to let my partner here talk about the off-ice experience. But again, with the on-ice, we ran some shooting, some stick handling mobility, again, to keep the girls active and involved with the game and always performing at the highest level.
Okay, and let's get your partner in crime in here. Who's this?
This is Hannah.
Hannah, good to see you again.
It's nice to see you too. So I ran the off-ice portion. We did all of the kind of the strength training, some cardio, some plyometric movements, and it was so much fun. We did like a circuit style kind of workout in the arena, and I think they had a lot of fun. We worked hard, and it was a good time.
And Hannah, I know you're also at Stratford YMCA, so yes, this would be a good workout. Yes, Hannah would put you through the paces, am I right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay.
Good.
There you go. So again, now we'll get some of the we'll get some of the other Stratford Aces. Anybody else who wants to come forward and say hello? Come on up to the microphone. It's a full house here. Who's this?
This is Riley.
And Riley, how old are you?
I am 16.
All right. And what did you want to say in terms of your experience with Stratford Aces? How much fun has it been?
It's been a lot of fun throughout the years. We've grown a lot, and it's been a lot of fun.
All right. And did you have fun with the workouts and raising money for the basketball?
Oh, I had a lot of fun.
Awesome. Awesome. And when's your next hockey game? Because you guys are pretty busy right through the holidays and into the new year.
Yeah, this Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. And what team?
I play for the U18 AA Aces.
Okay, and what time's the game on Saturday?
1:00.
And who are you taking on?
Windsor.
Okay. And where?
The Almond.
Okay, be there.
Okay.
There you go, free plug for that. Let's get to Dave Evans in with Kiwanis Club of Stratford. And, of course, we're collecting for the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. Not too late, of course, to make a contribution. We'll get to how much money they brought in. But, Dave, you want to speak to this?
That's right. It's never too late to make a donation. We're only running at 75% this year, so we have a ways to go. We're feeding over 1,000 families, but with the check that I received from the Stratford Aces, $1,600, that feeds over 30 families. I mean, that makes a lot of difference to a family that's struggling right now.
Okay. So, let's give them a round of applause. $1,600 here. Yeah. Round of applause, Stratford Aces. Megan, like, how awesome is this? Thank you so much for this.
Well, yeah. It gets bigger every year.
Yeah.
So I would say, again, we like to try and grow it each year. Our goal keeps getting higher and higher to try and, again, bring in more girls, develop more girls. So, again, that's where we're at, is just trying to grow the community and bring these young girls and understand the aspect of being a team, not only on the ice, but off the ice and with our community, because we have to work together.
Yeah, you bet. And Dave, you were mentioning just before coming on here how, you know, something like this with Stratford Aces, with these young girls, young women helping out, this is what community is all about right here.
Well, that's right. And this is a prime example. I mean, you've got some very young people here, and they're contributing to the community. I mean, they're making the community a better and more caring place.
You bet.
So, I mean, what a way to raise kids.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Dave, we got a few more folks behind you that want to say, come on here and say hello. Who have we got here?
Emma.
Reagan.
And how old are you guys?
13.
13 years of age. And the team?
Stratford U15B.
Stratford U15B. And when's your next game coming up?
Tonight.
Tonight? Oh, my God. There is no rest for the Stratford Aces. And where are you playing? Playing Fergus, and where's the game? Is it in Fergus?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you got the trip tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Anything else about Stratford Aces or anything else you guys want to say? We'll see you at the games. Thank you so much for all the fundraising efforts. It means a lot for the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund, and it's always fun to have you guys in. Anything else we haven't mentioned, or just wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year? What do you think? Let's do it. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.